Okay, this is Parakeh and Hilchos Matnos Aniyim. We did Pei already, and we did Leket, and today we're going to deal with Shichcha. Okay, Shichcha is a very strange halacha. It refers to produce which is forgotten, and as you'll see, it's very rare for Shichcha to ever emerge, but there's a lot of particular halachas, and it's a long parak, so let's get right to it. The halacha off the Rambam says, Ha-omer, so first the Rambam is going to tell us what's not Shichcha. Okay, Ha-omer she-shachu pa'olos v'lo shachu ba'asadeh. Okay, so let's say after harvesting, let's say the workers forgot some grain, but the owner didn't. Or let's say the owner forgot the grain, but the workers didn't. Let's say they both forgot. But they both forgot, but at the time they forgot, there were other people walking by the field who saw it. So shichcha only applies when everybody, when it's forgotten by everybody. Not one person can know it exists, okay? Or I should say, not one person was aware of its existence at the time. Even let's say I hid like some stalks of grain and then forgot about it, that's also considered shechah as well. Halacha beis. Now, haya ba'al sadeh ba'ir, let's say the owner of the fields in the city, and he says, I know that the workers forgot a certain pile of grain that was in that place, right? He said that, okay, but then later on, he forgot that he had said that. Hareza shecha, that's considered shecha. Let's say he was in the field, Amar Cain, he said the same thing, v'shachu, and he forgot that he said it. Then in a shecha, why is it not shecha? Shashikuach mi'ikaro v'sada hua shecha. Because shikuach, forgetting that has to happen at the outset in the field, that's shecha. Avaba ir, if he's in a city, avilu zachor, if he remembers, ulbasof shakuach, and then at the end he forgets, Areza shecha, that's actually works as shecha, shenemar, v'shachachta omer basadeh. You have to forget the wheat that's in your field, the loba ear, not that which is when you're in the city. Alacha gimel. Amdu aniyim b'fanav, right? So let's say the poor people are standing in front of a bunch of grain, ochipu b'kash, or let's say it's covered with straw, v'hu zocher is a kash, he remembers the straw, o shehechzik bo l'holicho le'ir, or he grabbed it to bring it to the city, and then he left it in the field and forgot it. In a shecha, that's not considered shecha. Avim not lemimakon lemakon, but if he carried it from one place to another, afapish hinicho samach legupa legafa or legadish or levaka or lekelim b'shacho. If he moves it from place A to place B, and in doing so, he left it next to, let's say, I don't know, like a gate, okay, and then forgot about it. That's considered shecha. Reza shecha. Alakadal. Not all omer leholichol ir. Let's say he picked up a pile of grain to bring into the city. And he put it, let's say on his friend's shoulders, whatever, in his lap. Okay, and he forgot about both. He took a pile of grain and he put it on top of another pile. Okay, and then he forgot both piles. But let's say you remember the top one. Kodem shivkabo in a tachton shechcha. Before he touched it, before he got to it, before he sees it, the bottom one's not considered shechacha, v'im lav, but if it didn't, then a tachton is considered shechacha, the bottom is considered shechacha. Afu amara beruach chazaka, l'soch sada chavera. Okay, so let's say I had a bunch of grain and it blows into my friend's field. V'shachach sham omer, right? And he forgets, a pile of grain from there, ain't a shechacha, that's not considered shechacha. Why? Shenemar katsiracha bisadecha, that's mean your field. But let's say the wind spread apart the grains in his field, b'shachach, that's harezo shecha, that's considered halachic shechacha. Lachavav. Hanotel omer rishon, v'shen yushlishi b'shachach rabi. Let's say he takes, there's a bunch of piles of grain. He takes the first pile and the second pile and the third pile, forgets the fourth. Imayesham shishi, if there's a sixth pile, ein rabi shechacha, the fourth one isn't considered forgotten, ach yitol chamishi, until he picks up the fifth. If there's only five, when he's able to bend down to pick up the fifth, that's when the fourth becomes shechacha. Okay. Let's say there are two piles of grain that are mixed together and he forgot one of them. It's not considered shechacha unless he takes everything around that area, meaning he had taken everything and that was the only thing that was left. So let's take one of them. Let's take onions. even though they're actually buried in the ground. Okay, the onions grow underneath the ground. You don't see them. Yeshan shechah, shechah would still apply. Hakotzer belayla b'shachah kama. Let's say a person harvested at night and he forgot a piece of grain. Osha amar belayla b'shachah omer, or he gathered together the grain at night and he forgot about it. V'chein asumo shechachah, and also a blind person that forgot. Yeshan shechah, shechah applies in all those cases. V'maya asuma hakotzer belayla miskav elitol zegas en lo shechah. But if either the blind person or the person harvesting at night, their intention was only to, again, since they can't see well, only to take the gross amount and not like every single thing when they harvest, that's not, and they forget something behind, that's not considered shechah. The chola omer harini kotzer amanas mashani shocheach ani etol. Let's say a person says as follows: I'm going to harvest the field on condition that I'm going to take anything that I might forget, right? Yeshul shechacha, right? That's still considered shechacha. Why? Shekol masta masha kasvet Torah tano abato. We saw this way a long time ago. Anytime I make a tanai, a condition on that which is written in the Torah, the condition is, meaning it's going against it, the condition is nullified. Halacha tes. Tavua shekatsra. Let's say I'm harvesting grain. Ashlo nigmar alachi lebehema. Okay, before it was grown enough for an animal to eat. V'chenim katsra gudos ketanos. Well, let's say someone is, when he's harvesting his grain, he's making very tiny bundles, but not like big piles. V'chen ashumim v'abetzalam shetlosh on a gudos ketanos. And also, let's say like onions, when he picks them, he's only doing them like in small amounts, limachil l'shuk, to sell in the shuk, v'lo asan amarim, lahami mehen gorin, but he's not making big piles that he'll then transfer over into a storage area. Elan shechah, shechah would not apply to these things. L'achiyut. Hakotzer, let's say someone's harvesting, shehischa l'ksor merosh ashura, let's say he starts harvesting from the first row of grain, v'shachach l'fanav l'acharav, okay? This is going to be very important. He forgets that which was harvested in front of him and behind him. Shel acharav shechacha, that which is behind him is considered shechacha. Ushel afanav ain't a shechacha, but that which he forgot that fell in front of him is not considered shechacha. Shnemar lo sashuv lekachto, right? You don't return to take it. Ain't a shechacha ad shiabar imenu v'yanichul acharav. So it's only shechacha when it goes behind me, so to speak, and I pass it. Zeakla kol shehu b'val tashuv shechacha v'kol shein b'val tashuv ain't shechacha. So anytime that returning to the item applies, that's considered shechacha. And when it doesn't apply, that's not considered shechacha. So that's why it has to always be behind the person. Let's say two people start harvesting from the middle of a row. It's going to be a fun case. So one guy, he's facing north, and the other one's facing south. And they both forget both things, both grain in front of them and behind them. Okay, both that's in front of them is shechacha. They forgot. Why? Because whatever is the front for me is the back for my friend. The omer sheshachu l'acharin, right? Anything, any omer, any piles that they forgot behind them, the makom sheshchilu mimenu, and a shechacha, from the place they started from, that's not considered shechacha. Why? Meishu me'urav meshuros, right? Because it's mixed up in the rows, shemin mizrach l'marav, that's going from east to west. They mochichin alav shein shechuach, and they are indicating through their actions that it's not considered forgotten, because there's still that which is left to harvest. The kind of shuros shall amarim, so too, when you have a rows of sheaves of grain, shepino, osan, legoran, that now are facing towards a storage area, v'eschilu shnayim emsa shura. So again, they start from the middle of that row, v'shachachu omer b'emsa, and they forgot like a bundle in the middle. Bein acharein, ein shecha, right? It doesn't matter where it is. It's not considered shecha, and it's behind them. V'eshu b'emsa shura, because it's in the middle of the row. Shemin ma'arav mizrach, from west to east, shadayin lo eschilu ba, because they haven't finished that part of the row yet. And it's clear by the fact they haven't harvested that area yet that it's not considered forgotten. Hakotzer ve'ilem alumos alumos. Let's say someone goes ahead and when he's harvesting, he makes these very, very tight bundles. He ties them together very tightly. Okay. Upina alumos. Okay. And then he moves these alumos. Vein hanikroin omarim. And they're called basically omarim. That's their name, like omer. And he moves them from A to B. And then he moves it from B to C. And then from the third place into the storage shed. So again, it's a process of moving it to different points in the field until it gets to the silo. And he forgets that pile, that bound sheath, from at some point when he's going from makom to makom. Okay, he's going to explain what this is in a second. But if he moves the omar, the pile, okay, the sheath, from the place to that is the end of malacha, which we'll get to this in a second. V'shachcha, yeshal shechcha, then shechcha would apply because yitain makom shu gemar malacha legoren ein lo shechcha. But if he goes to the place where gemar malacha takes place to the goren and forgets in that area in that zone, that's not shechcha. then pina ha'omarim l'makom she'eno gemar malacha, and if he moves the omarim to a place where it's, there is no completion of malacha, and he forgets it, v'shachach eino shechacha, because yitam makom she'eno gemar malacha l'garen yesh shechacha. But if he moves it from a place where, of not gemar malacha to the garen and forgets something along the way, shechacha applies. So what is this gemar malacha business? Okay, lachy gimel ezu makom shu gemar malacha. What does the place of gemar malacha mean? Zemakom, it's a place shedaitu lekabetz kol ha'omarim sham. Okay, it's the place where his intention is to gather all the sheaves to in one place, the ladush osan, and to thresh away. O laholichan sham lemakom gadish, or to walk them from there to a pile shuha gorin. That's the storage area. Lemakom sheino gemar malacha, but a place where it's not gemar malacha. Who lemakom shemekapsin ba'omarim? So we gather again these sheaves together. Kedei lasos mehen alumos gedolos, to make bind bigger stacks together. Kedei lolich lemakom acher. So again, you're taking like small amounts and then binding the small little chunks into bigger chunks. That's considered a place of eno gemar malacha. Okay, one second. Okay. Shtei krichos hamuvdalos lemizu. So when you, again, it's also different terminology about grain, but here you have two bundles of grain that are separate from each other. Shechacha would apply. Okay. Shalosh eno shechacha. But if there are three, shechacha doesn't apply. Shnei omarim amudalim zemizeh shechacha. If you have two sheaves that are separate from each other, shechacha would apply. Forgot one. Mishlosha ena shechacha. But by three, it does not apply. Lachat esvav. Shnei tzibore zesim uchruven amudalim zemizeh shechacha. Okay. Let's say I have two big piles of olives or carobs that are separate from each other. Shechacha would apply. Mishlosha ena shechacha. But three wouldn't apply. Shnei chotznei pishdan shechacha shlosha ena shechacha. But where it gets reversed, when it comes to bundles of flax, okay. I'm sorry, not reversed. Two piles of flax, shechacha applies. Three, shechacha would not apply. Lachat ezayin, shtei gefanim, our best friend, grapevines. Lechem b'shar yulanos, and other trees, shnayim amuvdalim zemizeh shechacha. They're separate from each other. Two are separate, shechacha applies. U'shlosh ein shechacha, but if it's three, shechacha doesn't apply. Shenemar la'ani v'lager tazov asam, afil l'hayu shnayim echad ani v'echad lager. That's where they learn this idea of two versus three. Two, meaning ger and ani. One and one, that's two. Anything more than that, shechacha wouldn't apply to. Lucky Zion. Hayukol ha'omarim shel kav ve'echad shel avar kavin v'shachal reza shechacha. Let's say the sheaves contain about a kav, okay, and one contains four kavin, and he forgot that one. That shechacha would apply. Yes, arba in a shechacha, but if it's more, it's not shechacha. V'chein imayu shel shnei kavin. If it is, let's say, two kavin, okay, ve'echad yesar shmona, and one is more than eight kavin, in a shechacha would not apply. Okay, Allah Yudhas. Homer, sheish bo sosayim. Let's say there's a sheaf that has two seah of grain in it, which is a lot. Vishachach, when he forgets it, ain't a shechacha. Shnemar vishachachta omer besadeh. You'll forget the omer in the field, the sheaf, below gadish, right? And not like a huge pile. Afi shekulon sosayim sosayim, even if there is sosayim. Shachach shnei omarim, if you've got two omarim, afapi sheish mishtein sosayim, or elu shechacha. Even though there's two sosayim in them, it's shechacha would apply. Vechen yirili shehein shechacha. And the Rambam surmises that it's still shechacha, even if both of them have more than sasayim. Let's say there's standing grain that, that is a sasayim worth, and you forget it, it's not considered shechacha. Aimba sasayim, if there's not a sasayim of the standing grain left, rona shibalam adakos, ilohim brios varukos. So it's interesting. We look at the thinner stalks of grain as if they are healthy and large, and wide, the esa shtufos kilahim leos, okay, and the ones that have a small amount of wheat kernels on them, as if they're full, okay, shtufos says from the parsha from Miketz. Mimhaisa uya hakama achar umdin zel asos asayim, and if in that measurement the standing grain that's left is enough to produce a sign from it, v'shachah, and you forgot that in a shechra would not apply. Lachachav shachach seyat zvua akura v'seyash in akura ina mistarfin. Okay, let's say he forgets one seah of grain that is cut down and one seah that's not cut. They're not joined together for shecha. Shneim shecha. Each shecha applies to each one. So too, when it comes to onions or fruits, im shachach miksasim akarka. If you forgot some of them that fell on the ground, miksasim talush, and some of them that have been uprooted, uvishneim sasayim, and sasayim applies to both. And misarfin, they don't combine together, right? Ela shneim shecha. Rather, shecha would apply to each individual species. Lachaval fashokeach omer b'tzada kama. Let's say he forgets a sheaf at the side of standing grain, she'ena shechacha, right, that he didn't forget about, ena shechacha, shechacha wouldn't apply. She'emar ki siksor b'shechachta omer. You have to forget the omer. Omer shivosav k'tzir shechacha. So any of the omer that's around the area that's harvested is shechacha, but omer shivosav kama, but any omer that's surrounding the area that's not harvested in a shechacha would not be considered shechacha. If you forgot one part of standing grain next to another part, it's not considered that he didn't forget about. Even if it's one standing thing of grain, it in a sense saves the area that's forgotten. Therefore, that's why you can take it. But if you forgot one sheaf right next to another one, it doesn't forget it, even though one is forgotten and one's not. The one he forgot goes to the poor. The standing grain of friend of someone else's does not help his pile. Then comes seorim matzal sa omer chitim, and a standing a batch of barley would not help the omer of chitim to prevent shechah applying. Achidia kama min omer. It has to be from the same exact species. Alacha beis hashochayach ilan ben elanos. If I forgot a tree among other trees, afilu hayabo kama sa'in peros. Even there's tons of fruits. Or he forgot about two trees, shechacha applies, or ain't shechacha. Shlosha, but if we're three, ain't shechacha. Now, it's one important qualification to trees in Lach Chav Gimel. So it only applies to a tree that's not really literally well-known or famous in that place. So what does that mean? Meaning that there's a certain tree where, like, because of its location or it's a meaningful tree, he has more das about it. Of a maisa, or based on the actions done to it. Let's say in a big olive orchard, one of the trees, olive trees produces a tons of olives. O b'shmo, kagon shayelo shem yadua, or let's say he named it, okay? Kagon zayis and a tufa ben azizim. Like, what do you call it? O shehunotev shem harbe, o shefchani, o bishani. They actually would give nicknames to the trees based on what they produced. So let's say there was a tree that produced tons of olives, he would call it the awesome olive tree. If it's one of these three things apply, it's not shechacha. Right? Omer sh'ata shochol olam. It's the pile that you always would forget. You don't know anything about it. Only if you went back to see it. Yatzazeh, it would exclude this kind of tree. Sh'ata zorchol acharzman, because you remember it over time. All the time. Sh'api shelo tifka bo neshu yaduah mefursam. Even though you didn't see it, because it is known. By the fact that it's a known tree, you really can't ever forget it. Okay, let's say that it's only distinguished, so to speak, in his mind. It's as if it's distinguished publicly. Let's say an olive tree is located next to a palm tree. Okay, the palm tree makes the olive tree important. If the two trees have literally what's called flowing olives, then one is causes the other to be important. Let's say his entire field is filled with these better olives, basically. If he forgets one or two, shecha applies. As long as he didn't start harvesting from that important tree. But if he started with the important tree, and he forgot some, shecha would apply. Even if it's a well-known tree, as long as what's left in the harvesting is less than a sasayim, about sasayim, when it comes to that amount, in a shecha wouldn't apply. Ela imkin shecha kol ilan kamosh b'yarnam. You have to forget the entire tree. La chafei zayis ha'omei be'emsa shiro zavado. Let's say you have an olive tree standing alone in the middle of a bunch of rows of olive trees. You have rows, and then and then let's say two rows, and then olive tree alone, and then two rows. V'shol shiro shol zaysim akifin oso shol shiruchos. I'm sorry, it's three rows. I'm sorry. There are three rows of olives trees surrounding this lone olive tree from three sides. Right, even if there's only two olive trees in each row, if you forgot the middle one, ain't a shechacha. Why? Because the rows, in a sense, hide it. Why only by olive trees? Because in that period of time, olive trees were what do you call it? Very, very, very important. They're naturally distinguished. Ezu shechacha ba'aris. Remember aris? Aris is the trellis, what the grapevines are draped over. Kol shein yachol lishodes yadav lidla. So shechacha would apply to any time I can't reach with my hands to pick. Uvekaren, what about by a vineyard? Mishiyavar min hagefen o min hagafanam vishachosa. When he passes the wine of the vines and forgets about them. Bedalos of edekal mishiyarde manos. Let's say when it comes to a palm tree, or let's say a vine that's draped over a balcony, when it comes down, vishar kol inonos mishiyitem v'yalechlo. And when it comes to all the trees, when he turns and walks away from it, that's when shechacha kicks in. as long as he didn't begin harvesting fruit. But if he does began harvesting fruit, the shachon, he forgot, in a shachachor, shachon would apply until he finishes harvesting everything around there. Finally, lochachav zayin, a mafkir's karmo, when a person, let's say, makes his vineyard ownerless, the hishkin baboker, he wakes up in the morning, the zachabo la'atzmo, and he decides to take it back for himself, with batzro, and he harvests it, chai b'parei v'olos v'shecho v'peya, he's chai in all matno saniyim, sharei sadcha v'karmacha nikorabo, v'shahay shalom v'ari hu shalom. Now, it's true he made it hefker, but it went back into his hands, right? So that's why he's chayiv in all these things. Aba'im zachaba mina hefker, but let's say, his friend made his vineyard hefker, and then I went ahead and purchased it, or I took it from him, because it's not his anymore. Then a reason pater mina kol, I'm pater from matnas aniyim, u'benkach u'benkach pater mina maisos k'mosher yisbara. But in either case, you're always pater from maiser in these cases. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up paragraph above tomorrow.